Welcome to the She Can Have It All podcast with me, Sammy. I'm a certified RTT therapist and I specialise in shifting women's self-sabotaging patterns, that be thoughts or behaviours, and into self-love, self-belief and self-worth, because those three magical components are what will entirely, completely and permanently change your life. So you've been drawn to this show for a reason. If you're fed up with life not being how you want it to be and you deserve it to be, or even you're just fed up with yourself repeating the same patterns of behaviour over and over, well, on this podcast I bring my own life stories and experience, my science-based therapy knowledge and background, and transformational insights just for you, so that you can finally decide that you can have it all, because life gets to be really good. Hello, my darlings. So this week, let's have a little chat about how we all have to face challenges. We all have to face humps in the road, and how it doesn't mean you're a fucking failure. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to tell you my own personal story. One that you've probably already heard if you already follow me or on Sammy Alice Therapy. The link for that is in the show notes. But if you follow me over on Instagram, I show up daily and I share what's on my heart, the things that have happened in my life, my therapy experiences, personal life experiences, and really good information for you to take away for free, and work on your own mindset and thereby changing and transforming your own life, because it all begins with you. It all begins and it all ends with you. Everything else in your life is a mirror reflection of how you feel internally. You must absolutely upgrade and update what's going on in your subconscious mind, your conditioning, the belief systems you have, the way you think about yourself and the world, the experiences in your life. You must upgrade and uplevel them to upgrade and uplevel your life. Bring it up to date. You're not the little girl anymore, the little girl that has all the traumas and all the belief systems set within us that we are still living by without even realizing at the age of 25, 35, 45. But yeah, from the ages of 1 to 7, everything is created within you. You're like this little kiddie in hypnosis that's just picking up everything like a sponge. So the belief systems that you have that are holding you back, the beliefs you have about yourself holding you back and about the world holding you back, can be recognized, changed, adapted, updated, figure out what lies beneath, and change everything that's going on in your life in any area that you want to. So I'm going to tell you about my own personal recent life experience with how it's okay to have times in your life that are really challenging. It doesn't mean anything negative about you. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you cannot succeed and you cannot achieve and you cannot be who you want to be. So I am a new mum. I had Amelia last October, so she's 8 months old. And leading up in my pregnancy, I had a really lovely, calm, chilled, wonderful pregnancy. I am very focused on what I put into my mind, the choices that I decide to believe in by the pictures I use, the words I say, the information I take in, the people I'm around. I choose the way in which my mind works, the information that goes in, the information that comes out. And so I decided that I wanted to keep an uplifted view of how motherhood was going to be, because it is very common to hear online how very difficult and challenging it is. But it's not that rare to actually hear about the wonder and the joy and the love and the smiles and the giggles and the fact that you have this absolute miracle here that you are in charge of, in a way, by creating their conditioning and what they believe in, what they believe to be true. It's a really big deal and it's a beautiful job. So I wanted to just keep my mind focused on the outcome I wanted. When Amelia arrived, I didn't have anyone in my life who'd had a newborn child that I could ever really talk to or ask or kind of understand. And to be honest, the way in which I was, I probably would have avoided doing that because I wouldn't have wanted their belief systems from another person's experience to overtake my own. So I wasn't really aware of the challenges that you can initially have with a child. And I know all babies are so different. So there's different levels of challenges that we experience. But anyway, when Amelia was born, obviously massive, incredible, wonderful rush of love and crazy emotions and the biggest dream come true for me that I've ever wanted and visualized. And it was just the birthing experience. The day she was born was just the most beautiful day of my entire life. I can't think of anything better in my entire life. And then obviously new mum, you're like very tired, you don't get sleep, all that normal stuff, lots of hormones, baby's upset, quite normal. They have no idea where they are, who you are, who they are. But Amelia's colic was very intense and it went on for a long time. And her scream is amazing. That girl can be heard. And she would just, I say cry, but really it was just screaming like most of the day and most of the night. And so months on end of no sleep and that, and me just feeling like she's absolutely becoming traumatized because I have no idea what to do. I had no idea how to soothe her. It took me a while to understand this. It took me a while to figure out what she needed. It took me a while to figure out how to support her to sleep independently. And I felt an intense amount of pressure around me. I felt pressure to be doing it right. I felt pressure to have a happy baby. I felt pressure to have a calm and chilled baby because babies mirror our energy, which is absolutely correct. However, when you have a screaming baby born that screams and for days, weeks, months on end, like that impacts the stress that you feel, which then impacts them again. So it kind of can be a cycle that you can end up not getting out of. I found it pretty traumatic for myself because we were one in lockdown. So then the additional fear on top of that was, holy shit, there's a virus that could potentially kill her, because we don't really know what it can and cannot do to children. Like, we can't, this isn't a guessing game. And Amelia was in and out of hospital in the first few weeks of her life. So I did not want to experience any more of that. So there was that. And then there's the reality of Andy working as many hours as he does, meant I was then pretty much doing it solo. And I was absolutely done. I was exhausted. When it came to like the middle of December, so she was what, 2 months old then, oh, I was just ready for someone to just give me some answers. When you're in a moment like that, you honestly feel like you catastrophize it, as though you are, am I ever going to get out of this situation? Because first of all, it is a real shock to the system for women or whoever the main caregiver is to have their entire life changed to be completely responsible for another human being. And you become initially just a robot of changing nappies, feeding, rocking to sleep, not sleeping yourself, like you're a zombie. Then because there's stress, you have silly little arguments with your partner because nobody's sleeping. Your nutrition won't be very good, which thereby impacts your energy yet again. I was breastfeeding, so another thing on top of that. And then there was like, you know, issues around the whole pandemic situation that we had to deal with. And I got to January this year and I just realized that if I continued going down this thought processes I was having, these feelings, this energy, this experience, then I was going to get myself really stuck in anxiety for a long time, or even depression. I wouldn't even be shy to say that I think pretty much every woman probably has a slight amount of postpartum depression, whether that lasts a minute or a year. I'm pretty sure that probably happens because we have an entire transformation around our identity, which is a really big deal. So I witnessed that I was on the wrong track. I witnessed and I fully understood that if I continued to be in this energy, and if I continued to feel the way I felt about being a new mum, and the doubt I had, the guilt I had, the fear, the stress, the anxiety, then I was going to end up in a pit on the floor. Like, I was going to have a breakdown eventually. It was a really stressful experience for me as a new parent, and there was a lot of factors to this position I found myself in, things that I don't necessarily need to dive into, but there was a lot of stuff going on. And I just knew that if I did not, in this moment, at Amelia being 3 months old at this point, like in January, put myself first again to change what I was doing and the direction I was moving in, then I would have gone even deeper down this challenging hole. So I'm openly sharing with you here that I had an extremely difficult experience my first 3 months of being a mother. Teaching a child to sleep and not sleeping yourself is something else, let me tell you that. And so I was just desperate to get this working again so that I could feel like I was working, so that I could feel like me and Andy were still there together, like I could get some sleep myself, I could function as a human being, I could be a good mum. And eventually I wanted to be able to come back and run my business again. And if I did not get myself into a position where I felt good again, it was going to be a lot longer. It could possibly have been something that just stayed with me and I didn't get rid of. And it took a while. Let me tell you, I witnessed what was going on. I acknowledged it. I took responsibility for it. And so I started to have some therapy for it. I did my own therapy. I went with other therapists. I started to remember to do things I knew that were good for me, my walks, my journaling, my meditation, my reading, my reframing, my thought processes, all these things to transform the direction that my mind was going down. So it was a real challenge for me, but the thing that changed it was my self-awareness and the fact that I took responsibility for it and that I wasn't willing to stay there or to let it get any worse. And I'm at a place now where Amelia is 8.5 months. I came back off maternity leave a month ago. You have those same things like any mother does where she's ill, you get a bit anxious or just a bit worried, or, you know, she's crawling now so she can slip and you just get a bit oof. Or like if she one night decides to cry a bit, when, you know, which is out of the blue, it can be a, what on earth's that about? Like, you, because they can't talk to you, so they can't tell you. So that's very normal. But I am not the person that I was. I was so tense. I was just living in a state of catastrophe. My mind was painful. I was petrified that this was never going to change. I was petrified that she was never going to be like chilled and calm and sleep, and we were ever going to sleep again. And obviously in hindsight, I can see now how, like, obviously it just took a period of time for her to adjust, and she was ultimately still feeding back off of the energy that I was giving back to her because we were stuck in this cycle at that point. But I had to just witness it. I had to just be kind to myself about it. I had to just think, doesn't mean I'm a failure, but I'm going to take responsibility for this because I want to be an amazing mother. I want to feel good again. I wanted to be the partner that I want to be with Andy. I want to be the therapist that I am to show up for my clients. And I just knew that I had to therefore stop what I was doing, witness the problems, be accountable to where I needed to get to, reach out for support, do everything I knew I needed to do that would help me, and be okay within the process. Like, no, I didn't like just feel amazing as soon as I started to do these things and take these steps. It took time. Like, time is a healer. Time is a wonderful thing. It really does transform how we feel and how we think and our experiences. But I just want to share this experience with you because I want you to know that whatever is going on in your life, perhaps a similar experience to you or any other challenge, it doesn't matter that you found yourself in a bit of a hole or a bit of a pit consumed by it. You can always get yourself back out again. There will always be tracks and traces for you to follow to get claw yourself back up again. There will be people that you can go to for support. There will be professionals that you can call in on and invest for yourself. But ultimately, what you must do is realize that you are important, that you must look after yourself, because everyone else that depends on you cannot depend on you if you can't depend on yourself. And three, it doesn't fucking matter if you have a challenge or a bump in the road. It doesn't mean that you are a failure. These things are here for a purpose. They will ultimately make you a stronger, more empowered, more wonderful, more capable, more in control version of yourself, more self-aware, more self-compassionate, more empathetic. I had to give up all of my need to control. I've never had to be so, surrender so much in my life and just be okay with the process. Initially, I really did feel like a failure. I thought, of all you do, Sammy, the therapist that you are, and all that you share, and your mission and your values, how can you be struggling? But it was an extremely stressful experience. It was a time that I just didn't know, I did not have the tools to cope with at that time. And I will not sit here and blame myself for it. I did all I knew to do with what I had in the time that it happened. And there's no point in sitting and regretting. The only thing you can do is reframe the experience and use it as a motive to be a stronger woman, to be more understanding for yourself, to realize that everything is always going to be okay and it's going to get better. Everything you've ever been through, you have got out of. It doesn't matter how long it takes you, how quickly you recognize it, but you must ultimately be the one to recognize it, take responsibility for your healing, not responsibility for what's happened to you, because potentially it might not be you that has put this upon yourself, or, you know, it could be something that you really couldn't have any control in, but you have to take responsibility for your healing, for your up-leveling, your upgrading, for your moving into a new identity and version of yourself. That's up to you. That's up to no one else. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to realize that, to sit in that and to do that and to figure out who it is that's going to help you. Who's going to be your team? Who's going to get you there? What do you need? But you must put yourself first. You must become aware. You must take responsibility for your healing. And you must not feel like a fucking failure, because you're not. We all go through these experiences and they are there to show us that we can cope with anything and come out the other end with more unicorn dust coming out of our ass than before. So I hope that's been something that's really helped you with any experiences you're going through right now. If you want to drop me a message and let me know. That would be absolutely amazing. And as always, if you were interested in a therapy session with me, just follow the links on the episode notes and you can book your consultation call. Okay, have a beautiful week.